Joining us now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, the news that Japan is back in recession rattled the global markets early on. Give us your reaction to how we kicked off the new week here.
Well, no question about the Japan news. And in my opinion, I thought that it would be more devastating on markets around the world. It was in terms of the opening, in terms of futures being down, but the actual market performed very, very well. The Dow Jones averages and the Standard & Poor's averages were favorable for the day, and the index that NASDAQ is was down, and significantly, a lot of the very high priced earnings ratio stocks were down significantly in percentages.
All right, and we saw oil slip and hitting more of a slick on this Japan news. The oil slide resumed as Japan falls back into recession. What other impact is this Japan news, you think, going to have on the markets?
I think it can continue to have some negative news depending upon what's happening in other countries as well. If Japan's economic news, negative news, is followed by similar news in other countries, we are going to see a negative impact here. So it's certainly added a significant risk to the marketplace at this point in time.
Okay, and you follow this closely, of course. The Nikkei down 3% overnight, and their market's been rallying, even though their economy apparently has been slowing down. Might this spill over to other markets?
Yes, it's certainly, your observation is correct. I think it's quite surprising. The Nikkei was down approximately a little bit over 500 points when this news came out. And that preceded the market here. And I would say, again, the markets in the U.S. did extremely well. There's another market activity going on that I want to mention, and that is the affiliation between the Hong Kong and Shanghai stock exchanges in China. China is looking for more investment funds coming into the country, and so they link the two exchanges, which means that anyone who's a member of the Hong Kong or doing business through the Hong Kong can immediately link into the Shanghai stock exchange and have the same effect in transactions as if they were a member of the Shanghai. I believe this kind of activity is going to go on all over the world between exchanges, and I think this is an important forerunner to that.
Right, and that's just started today, right, what you just mentioned. And any initial reaction, anything jump out at you aside from the Asian markets moving lower on this Japan news? Did this linking of those exchanges have any major impact?
The linking of the exchange had some moderate impact in terms of the flow of funds into China through Shanghai, which is what the Chinese government wants. And I believe that it will have impact and it will mount as we go forward here. And I believe it will set a precedent for other linkages as well.
All right. Of course, we had some merger activity today, including one of the biggest deals of the year here in Southern California, Allergan being taken over by Actavis, $66 billion deal. Any thoughts specifically on that deal here today?
Yes. In my opinion, it's a tremendous deal for the shareholders of Allergan, a tremendous deal. The price-earnings ratio of the stock is way up there, high, very, very high. The market capitalization at the buyout is 7.6 times the revenues of the company. The P.E. ratio is 50. So these are very favorable prices to the sellers of Allergan shareholders.
All right. And, of course, the price of oil is still moving lower right now, hovering around the $75 a barrel. Do any of the oil names look attractive to you? And where do you see the price of oil go from here?
Yes, I do. The price of oil may drift lower. It may. But at the same time, we've had such a decline over the last several years now in terms of looking back in time. And I believe that the oil securities would be good buys at this point. I would buy them on a scaled down basis if the market continues to decline. But it's a tremendous opportunity in the oil industry.
All right. Any other specific places where you would be putting money now and or taking it off the table?
I continue to like the steel industry securities. I believe that they will do well going forward here. The securities have been on the upside recently, and they were flat today. I would continue to, on the negative side, I would stay away from the high price earning ratio restaurant stocks and the internet stocks. Most of those were down significantly today.
All right, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you very much for joining us live here right after the closing bell.